On the show today, we have LT Public Relations Casey Boggs talking about their banking on marijuana study. So check it out. Just to get the kind of an overview, can you give us a quick kind of a summary on what this research, what this report, what was it all about?
Sure. Yeah, it was really a temperature gauge that for the financial institutions, if you will, they look at the marijuana industry, and it's one of the very random or few industries that have disrupted, you know, a lot of businesses for quite some time. And what does this actually mean? And what does it mean for the financial institutions? So we want to listen to that a little bit more and understand it and really gauge what it means to the financial institutions that we represent.
So before we get into the key findings that you discovered, I mean, why did you guys conduct it? Because it sounds like that a lot of people are very interested now, especially as more and more states are legalizing marijuana.
Yeah, it's really twofold. One is I went to the Community Bankers of Washington conference, and they had a breakout session, I should say, about the marijuana industry and what this means. And the big issue clearly is the feds, mm-hmm. you know, how it's being regulated by the Fed. It's still considered an illegal drug, but that's the risk. And so Washington is one of the first states to adopt or legalize marijuana and been really diligent in how they conduct and understand the industry. And so the other part here is reputation, and reputation is our bailiwick. And so we thought, well, the risk part we really can't touch, but we really want to focus on what the reputation issues are around this issue. And then second, we in Oregon now, as well as Washington and Colorado, now 8 other states have said, yay, approved legalization of marijuana. So what does this mean? So our clients are asking questions. And from a reputation side, let's not simply give them hypotheticals. Let's put our money where our mouth is and do some research and ask the public on what is the reputation issues behind marijuana, and also more specifically, financial institutions.
Okay, gotcha. So who did you guys talk to, kind of setting the foundation here? Who did you talk to in your research?
Yeah, so we had a really good pool of people. We had 800 Oregonians. And so we wanted to keep it to just one state, because once you start crossing states, it gets a little bit more convoluted, and also plus and minus of, you know, the margin of error becomes an issue. So we thought, let's just focus on Oregonians. So it's 800. So it ranged from millennials to older to different socioeconomical aspects. So quite a few different variables here, from rural to more urban. So a good pool of people we got. So but 800 Oregonians was the underlying pool that we were able to gauge.
Okay, now I know you guys discovered like 7 key insights, but I mean, we don't have time to go over them all. If you can provide us with like 2 or 3 that really stuck out for you guys or really surprised you, if you can divulge, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, Mike, I think quite a few, but one part here is that just people are pro-pot. The interesting thing is, I want to that, you know, voting in 2014 in Oregon, the margin of error for the vote was very tight, meaning that there is kind of a house divided on should we legalize it or should we not. Mm-hmm. So fast forward in late 2016, seems to be people are a little bit more understanding, for lack of a better term. And so that was my biggest finding, is that people are okay with this. People are okay with the industry, and really people are okay with their financial institutions if they choose to do so. Mm-hmm. Allow for or to service the marijuana industry.
Okay. Before you go on there, this is just kind of like thinking out loud here. Do you feel that now that it's legalized and people are kind of getting used to it, I guess, for lack of better terminology, that the negative stigma is kind of going down as people kind of like, okay, well, it's legal now and we're gonna live with it, that type of stuff. So maybe that could have a part in it, or
it could be. And I think the stigma was the question here. How bad is it? You know, what is the stigma that currently exists out there? That's hard to really gauge from 8 people. However, according to this, an overwhelming amount said, the stigma doesn't really matter.
Right.
And the financial institution, again, going back to the credit unions that really represents, a large, population here, that they say, it really doesn't matter. In fact, it might even be more favorable if you do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was an interesting, findings that it's not simply, okay, great, you got it, but also too, if you provide deposits and then also lending for this industry, that actually it's good for the economy mm-hmm. and it's not a bad thing. So right. that was kind of key takeaway from all this that people are okay with it. People are okay with it.
All right. Any, a couple other insights that you guys discovered?
Yeah, I found it pretty interesting. We juxtaposed between marijuana and other industries. So for instance, tobacco.
Right.
From the kind of big box stores like Costco, and as well as the kind of adult entertainment, what is the stigma as far as marijuana juxtaposed between that?
Really?
And what came out is actually marijuana is one of the more, I guess, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Wise in comparison to these other industries. So okay. that was an interesting finding. And the last part here is this coveted millennial demographic. They're very okay with it. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, like I think it was 96% that not only they were okay with the marijuana industry, but also too okay if the financial institution mm-hmm. services the marijuana industry.
Interesting. All righty. Was there any other kind of factoid in there that kind of surprised you guys? Or went, oh wow, not the last three were kind of. So I think the millennials is pretty a given kind of, but the other two are like, wow. Anything else stand out for you guys?
I just think more is there. It's an opportunity that. There's quite a few banks and credit unions who wanted to lean in and kind of make it happen. But I believe if you were an early adopter, this might be an opportunity. That's kind of how I translate in all okay. this. And that's just me talking. But how you decipher and translate the findings is one part. But I think if I was looking at it, I would think, okay, this is interesting. And if we're an earlier adopter, if you're okay with it, and obviously the Fed issues is the number one concern, mm-hmm. but if you to go into it, if you were one of the first ones out of the blocks or one of the first few out of the blocks, that might be an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I remember I've talked to quite a few folks about this topic, and even there was that credit union in Colorado. Was it Fourth Corner or something?
That's right.
That
exactly.
I don't know what their status is right now. I'll have to check on that. But anyway, I just remember people saying, okay, now it's legal now, and it just seems like a natural transition to help them finance or help them deal with their finances to keep it from kind of the underground, I guess, or what it used, how it used to be financed, kind of illegally with these shady characters and all that type of stuff. So this is kind of not like legitimizing it, but it's mm-hmm. like, okay, let's keep the crime aspect out of it now, you know? So
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up because one of the credit unions we discussed, and I'll keep it short, but one of the credit unions we talked to is that safety was their number one concern.
Yeah.
You know, certainly the money that is still very much a, currency, part of the industry that they want to make sure that money is certainly off the streets and put into safe financial institutions such as a credit union. So safety was their number one concern.
Yeah, I that's me too. That's all I think about when I think about this thing. So, okay, cool. All right, to wrap up here, Mr. Boggs, where can folks pick it up? Where can they get more details on this type of stuff, the stuff we didn't cover here?
I'm glad you asked. It's on our website at ltpublicrelations.com/survey.
Okay.
But if you go to our website, there's certainly an immediate window that pops up that will guide you to where it needs to go. And also DHM, the folks who actually conducted the interview, okay. it's on their website as well, dhmresearch.com.
We will put those links in the show notes so people can get right to it. All right, Casey, always a pleasure talking to you. Look forward to the next chat and keep up the good work, all right?
All right. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. You're welcome.